and gets her tea, because it's Che time.
Hello everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name is Che, and let me introduce the show for those of you who are not familiar with this yet. Welcome to Che Time, which is a 15-minute long casual podcast talking about our daily lives. Just like a tea time, Che Time is here for you. Today, I'm here with some special guests from all around the world. So let's just start introducing ourselves. Could you guys let us know who you are and where you came from? I want you to guys do it in English and then do that again with your language too. I'm gonna go first. Hello guys, I'm Chaeyeon from South Korea, and I'm a junior at UCM majoring in digital media production. 안녕하세요, 저는 한국에서 온 채연이라고 합니다. 만나서 반갑습니다.
Yay!
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Hello, my name's Christian. I'm a sophomore at UCM. I'm from England, and I'm majoring in sport and exercise science.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, I'm Aziz. I'm from Tunisia, and I'm majoring in political science. السلام عليكم الكل انا عزيز نقرا علوم سياسيه في UCM.
Whoa. Okay, May.
Hi everyone, I'm May. I'm a freshman in UCM. I'm come from Honduras and I'm majoring in business. Hola a todos, mi nombre es May y soy estudiante de primer año en UCM y soy de Honduras. Gracias.
Ooh, gracias. Thank you guys so much. So, we are all from different countries and different continents. Asia, Europe, Africa, and Central America. Whoa. Yeah, but now we're here in Warrensburg, Missouri. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about our life as international students living in the United States. So, I have a question before getting started. Have you guys seen the video of, we're international students, of course, we blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, TikTok.
I've seen it on Instagram. Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do today is making our own version of it. So I'm going to bring some ideas and then we're going to talk about our thoughts. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm ready. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. We're international students. Of course, we have to calculate every unit all the time. Okay. This is my first topic. What do you guys think about this? The units.
So confusing. It specifically Fahrenheit. Like, it's so confusing to convert every time because America is the only country who use Fahrenheit.
In the whole
freaking world.
That is facts. I absolutely hate it. But most things like kilometers, miles, kilograms, pounds.
Mm-hmm.
In England, like, we're taught to convert both because you never know what you can be doing. So we know both.
Yeah.
Celsius, Fahrenheit is the one that gets me all the time.
True. I don't know, like, somebody's talking like, oh, it's 70. So what's 70?
Yeah.
I'm like, almost boiled.
Big numbers.
Big numbers.
Why? I mean, this wastes most of my time, to be honest. Like, I always check, wait a minute, I check my phone and calculate it. So
yes.
Takes a lot of time.
They'd be like, oh my god, it's so cold, it's like 30 degrees. And I'm like, 30 degrees?
It's
kind of hot in Celsius,
hot.
You know?
I know.
Bro, 30 degrees, I'm dying in England at Celsius, bro.
I agree. Also, the date.
Oh, yes.
So, like, I know Europe is like all like date, month, and year.
Yes, day, month, year. It's smallest to largest. Whereas here, they've just flipped them.
Oh, it's like the opposite side in Asia. In Korea, we use the year. Month and date.
Oh, right.
Oh.
What about you?
Same as England.
Yeah. Oh.
Same as England.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm you're
here. Yeah. Okay. So, like, it's like 2024, April 3rd. It's like
really?
The way how we say.
Oh, didn't know that.
Oh.
I think Korea is more confusing.
That's not what I expected. Okay. Anyways, the second one, let's move on.
Okay.
We're international students. Of course, we don't have a car. Of course, we don't.
We don't.
Do you guys have a license, by the way?
No, I failed my test.
No.
I don't have a license.
Oh, me neither. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
So like in Korea, I didn't even need to drive. So I didn't have... Yeah.
By the way, I have a tips for like new students They have to make an American friend who has a car.
That's the first thing. That's so valid. Save your life.
True.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do.
I agree. I totally. I 1,000% agree.
Yeah.
And yeah, we need, especially whenever I want to go on a grocery shopping or like the airport. It's hard. There's no public transportation, and it's like a struggle point.
It's like one train a day to Kansas City. Then you get over. Yeah.
One train.
And then like Walmart and stuff. So it's like 2 miles from here, 2 miles back. I just walk it. So I go grocery shopping as much as I can fit in my backpack. I take so I have to walk there like 2 or 3 times a week just because I can't get enough stuff.
You walk from here to Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
You used to do that every day in August.
This is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. What about like going out
on the weekends? It's so boring here when you don't have a car because you cannot do anything.
True.
So just get a car or American friend who has a car, please.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Nas who drives me.
Shout out to them.
Okay, let's move on to the third one. We're international students. Of course, we know what time it is in our home country right now. Okay, I have a question. What time is it in your home country? I'm going to go first. It's 7:12 in the morning. You, Christian.
It is 11:12 p.m.
Oh.
What time is it now?
5:12.
5:12. So it should be 10, I think. I'm not sure.
What, 10:12?
Yeah.
10:12 in the morning?
Yeah, I believe
so. 4:12 p.m.
Oh, just one
hour.
That's so nice. Yeah. That'll be so nice to like make a video call
with
your family.
I usually don't do it. But skip.
That's fine. Okay, so we're going to have a quick commercial break right now. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the commercial.
Hi, this is Mandy. I used to be a magic candy. Just bite me. I'm going to do a magic trick for you to fall in love with someone who's right in front of you. Mandy magic for Valentine's Day. I'm sweet, sour, but also chewy. And I love matching couples. Make sure that you bring me to your crush. I can make them crave you. Oh, be careful not to share me with your enemies unless you want to fall in love with them. Get Mandy's candy today.
Okay, guys, we're back. You're listening to Che Time. Yeah, so the next one is gonna be...
So, we're international students. Of course, people always ask me where I'm from. It's so annoying.
Why? Why do people ask you? Every
time, they're like, oh, I like your accent. And I'm like, no. I'm like, no. But most of the time, people are like, oh, you're Australian. And I'm like, No, I'm not. And they're like, oh, you must be New Zealand. And I'm like, no. Whoa. You're getting it all wrong. It's awful. Oh, the first 5 people that asked me when I came here all thought I was Australian.
Oh.
But now people are getting...
I witnessed that.
Getting to know. Yeah, it's awful.
That's so interesting. Like, Australian accent is quite a bit different. Like,
Oh, it's so different. But
oh, so different. Could you do that?
No.
Can you do the American accent though?
No.
Not at all. How do you pronounce not at all?
Not all.
What?
Not all.
No. Not at all, not this.
So like in Essex, we don't pronounce like T's and stuff at the end of words. So not at all.
Not at all. Okay. All right. So the next one. We're international students. Of course, we go on a trip during the school break. Okay, let's talk about our breaks. Where do you go?
Everywhere.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about this. I've been to Florida, New York, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and St. Louis.
Wow.
What about you?
Damn.
A lot of places. Where'd you go?
I did go to New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, Arizona.
Whoa.
Arizona.
Bro's been everywhere.
We're in the Vegas together.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't meet, though.
Yeah, because it was very crowded. And yeah, there was no signal. So we couldn't text each other.
True.
Unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah, unfortunately. Damn. Where'd you go?
Recently, Chicago and Florida. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't really travel much my first semester, but my second semester I went to LA and Las Vegas.
Yay. Oh yeah, I've seen your photos.
Yeah. Just chilling.
Just chilling. Nice.
Yeah, nothing else. So.
Nothing else.
Okay. So yeah, we're international students. We go everywhere. So the next one, we're international students. Of course, we miss our home food. Let's talk about food.
This
favorite part.
Your favorite part. Let's talk about the food.
American food or
American food first.
First, okay. Who wants to go first?
Aziz.
Spread your laharisa on them wraps, bro.
I'm sorry, this is so much. To be honest, okay. American food, I would say, they use a lot of sugar. I'm not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
But they have good stuff as well. Mm. Yeah, they eat ravioli. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one. And cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
He loves cheeseburgers.
I love cheeseburgers.
Not in Todd.
Not in Todd. Okay, Todd is dining hall, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, I love Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is good. We don't have Chick-fil-A in Korea, so I think
not
that...
Chick-fil-A sauce?
Oh, Chick-fil-A. Oh, I know what that is.
No, what?
Not Chick-fil-A sauce.
Nah, Chick-fil-A is overrated.
What is your favorite American food?
I just said ravioli.
Ravioli, yeah.
Let's define American food.
I'll have to go.
What, which one?
Let's define American food.
Oh, let's define American
not
food.
Todd Dining Hall.
Not Ellis Dining Hall.
Not Ellis, okay.
American food. Burgers.
Yeah, I'd say my favorite American food, especially being in KC, is like all the barbecue stuff they do.
Oh, yeah.
So good, bro, with like the barbecue pork and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never tried KC barbecue yet.
Oh, that's like what they're known for. You have to.
I know.
You have to. Before you go, you have to.
Yeah, it's before I live.
Yeah. Barbecue in KC.
Definitely do that.
100%.
What else? Like, not like barbecue.
Hot dog? I don't like it that much, but I think it's a very American thing.
Very American thing.
Really? Yeah.
Then, what's your favorite? No, what's your least favorite American food? Let's talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dog?
Oh, that's facts, bro. Yeah. Whatever's in a hot dog, it's not meant to be put together. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. For me, I don't know, like the icing cakes.
Oh yeah,
I love cakes, but like the icing is too thick. You know, what I'm saying?
Too much, too sweet, too sweet. Yeah. Understand.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's the snacks in general. Like they're kind of too salty for me. So
too salty.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah, okay, so what we have gathered with all of this is basically all about our lives in the States. And can you guys believe it's almost like 15 minutes? Time flies. So before wrapping up, I'd like to rate our lives in misery. How do you guys want to rate your life? So I'm going to go first. I'm going to go with 10 out of 10.
Wow. That's a big number.
Even though we have a lot of struggle points and we have a lot of differences between my home country and America, I have been enjoying my life so much so far.
That's good.
So 10.
I'd say like an eight or a 9. I'd say it's good, but like it can just be so much better. Like if I had my mates from back home here, it would be so much better because they'd make this so good. But yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah, I would rate it 8 out of 10. It would be 10 out of 10 if I have my home food and my harissa, of course.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it will be a 9 too. Nice. I feel like I just miss the city life and the food. Yeah.
Yes, I miss the city life as well. Okay, and that's all we have for this episode. Thanks for joining us today. And, I'm sorry. I have a message from the control room, which is Canes. So, Canes is like a...
Raising Canes.
Oh, have you been there?
Yeah, I've been to Raising Canes before.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I love there. The chicken was nice. So, anyways, it's all we have. So, don't forget to subscribe to Che Time. And, yeah, I'm your host, Che, and I'm here with...
Christian.
Aziz.
Bye.
And thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.